Today, thousands gathered in Kansas City, Kansas, to mourn the lives of Teresa King and Patrick Rohrer, two sheriff's deputies who were killed after a shooting outside of the Wyandotte County Courthouse last week. KCUR's Andrea Tuthope reports that the shock of their deaths is still reverberating.
The stadium is still as family and friends take their seats on the field. The only sound for long, heavy minutes is the resounding clatter of flags around the field waving in high winds.
On Friday, June 15th, at 11:15 a.m., time stopped.
Deputy Max Seibrant takes the crowd to the moment the news broke.
A shots fired call over the radio at 812 North 7th Street was followed by another call that no law enforcement officer ever wants to hear. 1060, officer down.
News of the tragedy traveled quickly in a community that has dealt with this before, not all that long ago. In fact, Kansas City, Kansas lost two police officers in the span of a few short months in 2016. 2 days after this shooting, the community gathered for a vigil outside of the Wyandotte County Courthouse. Nichelle Garrett said as soon as she heard the news, she reached out to her friend, Sheriff's Deputy Teresa King, fondly known as TK.
The day that it happened, I sent her a text message and asked, "Are you okay?"
Garrett's son, Nehemiah, and King's daughter attend karate together every week. Nehemiah leaned on his mom, hugging her neck tightly.
Grandma, we love her.
We do love her. I didn't receive a text back. I had a stomach ache, and it was just God letting me know, like, it's her.
It was her. Deputy King and Deputy Patrick Rohr were escorting two inmates back to jail after a court hearing when one of the inmates allegedly grabbed one of their guns and started shooting. Just around the corner, John Garcia heard the gunshots as he was leaving court. He was rushed back inside for cover. From the window, Garcia witnessed a bloody scene.
I seen an officer shot in his head, and I seen another officer losing his life on the floor.
The two deputies and the suspect, who was shot several times, were rushed to the University of Kansas Medical Center. The suspect is in custody, but no charges have been filed.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Garrett was one of hundreds at the vigil Sunday night. It was a sea of blue as law enforcement members like Greg Vickers from the Johnson County Sheriff's Department came to pay their respects.
It's very overwhelming. Proud to be out here.
When fellow officers die in the line of duty, Vickers said it's a blow for the entire law enforcement community.
But at the end of the day, we still have to go out and do the job. You know, we took this job for a reason. End of the day, you still got to go to work.
An estimated 5,000 fill the soccer stadium for the joint funeral. In a space typically brimming with loud cheers and applause, there's only silence between words. 44-year-old Teresa King from Bonner Springs, Kansas, was a single mom. She became a sheriff's deputy in 2005 and had her third child, Lexi, in 2011. King's daughter, Bailey, told the crowd there was no way to capture her mom with words, that her personality was too big. She thanked her mom for working 80-hour weeks to support the family.
We miss you. Your family misses you. Your brothers and sisters in blue miss you. Fly high, Mama. I'll be seeing you.
35-year-old Patrick Rohr from Olathe, Kansas, leaves behind his wife, Sarah, and two young children. He began at the Sheriff's Department in 2011 and went back to school to study criminal justice at Johnson County Community College, earning a degree in 2017. Matt Williams fights back tears as he remembers his friend.
Throughout all the chaos of life, Pat was a rock. He was the greatest man I've ever known. I love you, man.
Wyandotte County Sheriff Don Ash calls his deputies rare and precious individuals who died doing what they loved.
Teresa and Patrick literally put their lives between a cold-blooded killer and the citizens they swore an oath to protect.
Ash says it's not enough to remember these two. He says we must honor them, not just for what they did Friday.
I mean what they did for you day after day without ever even expecting a thank you in return.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.